Welcome to the Saguaro Minute, a short program about all things saguaro, beloved icon of the Sonoran Desert. I'm your host, Kimmy Eisel. Today's episode is part two of an interview I conducted several months ago with Megan Siqueiros, who shares her early memories of the saguaro.
I guess my real connection with the saguaro would have to be when my mom took me to get my haircut for the first time. She just had the stylist, you know, braid my hair and just kind of cut off the braid. When we got back home, we have this giant saguaro in our yard, and I was so curious, you know, why are you taking my hair? You know, what are you going to do with it? And she's like, no, we need to do something, you know, when we get back. We need to pray for, you know, strength. You cut your hair, you need to, you know, replace it in a sense. I don't know. She explained it, you know, and I was a kid, so she had a cute way of explaining it. But we went, took my hair and went to the cactus in the yard, and, you know, she addressed it and kind of, you know, let it know that we were here to ask something of it. She was explaining to the cactus, like I said, it's, you know, like a person. So she was talking to this cactus as she was, you know, cutting into it and telling it, I'm going to cut a little piece out, but I'm going to put it back. I just need to give you something so you can help us, or, you know, help my daughter. She cut, you know, kind of a square piece, rectangular piece out, and pulled it out and stuck my hair in there, and then put the piece that she cut out, she just replaced it, put it right back in, and then, you know, had me kind of talk to the saguaro after that, ask it, you know, for protection, for strength, for, I don't want to say encouragement, but, you know, I mean, these cactus are, I mean, they're people to us. So it's, you know, that ability to have a connection with something that you can go back to. You know, I guess for me, you know, I'm grateful that she did that for me, that I learned something in the process. But I guess I'm really more grateful for the memory, you know, to be able to have that forever and know, you know, that it was nothing but good intentions and it was done with the utmost respect on all parts, you know. And I think that's what, you know, that's what passing on those traditions are all about.
Is that particular saguaro still there?
Yes, it's still in our yard, still very much alive. It's you know, bears fruit every year, so it's there, you know. It's
part of your family.
Yeah, you know, I mean, it has a piece of me, you know, literally.
Yeah. And what do you learn from the saguaro?
The word that keeps coming to mind is just, you know, respect, being able to respect yourself, respect others, respect those relationships, and respect the ability to be amongst each other, because essentially that's how it's been, you know, that's how it's going to be.